Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jeremy Hours about becoming the new IMS Director of Advancement. This is part one of a two-part interview. Have you now officially started at IMS?
Yeah, so today is the first day of my contract, first day of the new fiscal year. I'm actually the only one here today. I've been with Larry this week, sort of going over things and going through stuff that he had over his years. And now he's gone, and so I'm sort of left to do the rest. But today is my official first day.
So now describe your position that you're taking over from Larry.
So Larry, mainly what Larry did was, he did a lot of things, but mainly he focused on the development part, which, you know, is the fundraising. And I obviously will do that as well. But with the transition, the school took advantage of a new hire to add some things to the job description, so to speak. So along with the fundraising, along with the development aspect, I'm also going to be doing a lot of marketing and then the communications, public relations, that type of thing, trying to ramp that up and really, you know, get better at doing some of those things. And that involves working with Candy, our director of enrollment, and maybe even doing some enrollment and stuff like that. Brand identity, that type of thing. And then there's the alumni relations piece, which also Larry did, but want to really ramp that up as well, make it so that our alumni, especially the alumni in the community, are just spoon-fed constantly with what we're doing here at IMS, so that they're always kept up on the things that are happening. And if they don't already realize that the things that are going on here are the exact same things that when they were here, you know, the experiences that they had and the positive impact that you know, the teachers and some of those experiences that they had, those are still happening. And that's important for them to know that, you know, in our local community, those alumni, and then the ones that, you know, say, you know, an alumnus that lives in Albuquerque, you know, it's important for him or her to know, you know, that these things are still going on here and that the school is thriving and doing, you know, the same good things that when they were, you know, that were happening when they were here. And then that comes from a fundraising standpoint also, you know, if folks like that know those types of things, they can often be more inclined to support the school even from a distance. So that's really it, you know, providing leadership in the advancement realm, you know, which includes the fundraising, the alumni relations, you know, and then it gets into the marketing and sort of brand identity of the school and teaming with Candy, sometimes with doing enrollment as well. A lot to chew on. There's a lot of stuff in my head right now from the last 4 days, you know, spending time with Larry and learning the ropes. There's definitely a lot to chew on and in my mind a lot that can be done, and I'm super excited about the future and about, you know, IMS moving forward.
So talk a little bit about your connection to IMS before this.
So my wife, Sheila, graduated in 93. I grew up in Virginia. So I'm a transplant. I moved here in 99 and we moved to Kelowna in 2004. You know, IMS has always been a big part of our lives since we've lived here in Iowa. I did youth ministry at my church. And so we were, you know, obviously involved with the high school age students then, many of them going to IMS. You know, between IMS and Mid-Prairie, we were pretty active in what our students were doing. And so it's always been a big part of our lives. We have our oldest son is a junior here now, or he will be a junior this coming year. And so even more so now as parents, we've really been involved. But But no, I actually graduated. It would be a sister school to IMS in Virginia. So Eastern Mennonite High School is where I graduated from, and then later graduated from Eastern Mennonite University for college. You know, like I said, it's a sister school. So very similar experience to what my wife would have had it here at IMS, but yeah, different geographically.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Jeremy Hours. This has been part one of a two-part interview. Listen tomorrow for part two. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.